Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2761, Letting Go of the Thoughts That Make Us Worry by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs or articles to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. And with that, let's get right to our next post as we optimize your life. Letting Go of the Thoughts That Make Us Worry by Allison Carman of AllisonCarman.com. A few years ago, I submitted an article to a large online magazine. I was friends with one of the editors and thought it would be a great piece for them to publish. Before I submitted it, I spoke to my friend and she seemed a little resistant to the idea of a self-help piece running in the magazine. I told her not to worry about it if it wasn't a good fit. After I submitted it through my friend, I did not hear from anyone from the magazine for weeks. When I saw my friend, she did not mention it to me and seemed distant and cold. Every time I saw her after I submitted the article, she continued to be aloof and I started to be anxious and worried that I had done something to offend her. I went over it in my mind again and again, trying to remember what I said and what I did that could have upset her. I was left with the uncertainty of never hearing back from the magazine and my friend avoiding me. After weeks of suffering with these thoughts, I remembered the following Buddhist story. A hunter is trying to catch a monkey that is stealing food from his town. Even after a very long time of chasing after the monkey, he still had no luck. The monkey was quite clever and would run fast, climb and jump from tree to tree. The hunter began to feel it was nearly impossible to capture the monkey. Just as the hunter was about to give up, a wise old man gave him some instructions on how to accomplish the task. He was told to get a rope, a coconut, some sugar, and some peanuts. Following the old man's instructions, the hunter cut a portion off the top of the coconut, leaving a small hole in the center, just big enough to fit a monkey's hand. He then placed peanuts with sugar inside the hole and tied the coconut to a tree with the rope. Since it was getting late, he then called it a night and went home to get some rest. The next morning when the hunter woke up, he went to check on his coconut. Just as the old wise man had advised him, the monkey was there, still running around the tree in a circle with his hands stuck inside of the coconut. The monkey had stuck his hand in the coconut to retrieve the sugary peanuts and held them in his fist. Since his fist with the peanuts was bigger than the hole in the coconut, he could not get his hand out and was stuck. If the monkey had been willing to let go of the sweet peanuts and open his hand, then he would have been able to remove it from the coconut and run free. The hunter was not actually the one that caught the monkey because he had been sleeping the whole night. In the end, it was the monkey that imprisoned himself to the tree due to his unwillingness to let go. The minute I remembered this story, I realized it was me causing all of my suffering, not my friend. I had been feeling emotionally trapped because I never heard back from the online magazine, and I perceived my friend as not acting kind and friendly to me. I had wasted hours worrying about it, not being present to the life in front of me. I realized I really could not know what happened with my friend or the magazine, and I had no idea what the future had in store. As I let go of what was in the coconut, I was able to see that maybe this was for the best. Maybe something else would happen. And maybe I did nothing wrong and my friend was going through a hard time or was uncomfortable about my having submitted the piece. All I knew is that I had acted professionally and the rest was out of my control. Sure enough, sometime after I let it go, I was at a function and ran into an old friend who asked to write a piece about my work with Maybe for his online publication, which has a huge readership. Even more amazing, my book, The Book of Maybe, was purchased by Penguin Random House. The new title of the book is The Gift of Maybe. This experience really highlighted for me even more that all of my suffering had been just my mind holding on to how I thought life should unfold. I find that as I'm able to let go of those kinds of pain-inducing thoughts, I open up to all that life has to offer. Interestingly, when my editor friend heard about the new book deal, she called me immediately, offering good wishes. It made me realize that maybe she had been going through a hard time and her behavior may have had nothing to do with me at all. So what thoughts are you holding on to that are keeping you stuck with your hand in the coconut? Are you constantly worrying about what your boss or friends think about you or how you will become successful in your line of work? How might it feel if you were to just loosen your grasp on whatever is the root of your suffering? It actually will really help if you're able to visualize yourself letting go of what you were grasping for and imagine you are freeing your hand from the proverbial coconut. Or if you are stuck, just say to yourself, let go of what is in the coconut. Either way, the more you do this exercise or mantra, the deeper your understanding will be of the source of your suffering. You will find that letting go of even one painful thought makes all the difference. Try to remember that there is always maybe at every turn, and there's more than one way to obtain the sweetness of life. You just listened to the post titled, Letting Go of the Thoughts That Make Us Worry by Allison Carmen of AllisonCarmen.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Allison. I'm sure we've all had that experience before where something didn't go exactly as planned, and while waiting for an answer or response, some kind of feedback, we start inventing in our minds what's happening when the reality of the situation could be completely different, possibly even the opposite of what we were imagining. In Allison's case, she went on to have her book picked up by a large publisher, so all those thoughts were really just unnecessary suffering. I've said it before that maybe we think we're preparing ourselves for the worst by thinking about all of these negative things. But in my experience, it doesn't really prepare us at all. It just creates anxiety. And if the bad does happen, we still have to go through it for the first time. And how that actually goes just can't be predicted or truly felt until it actually happens. So all that time spent down and anxious, worried, fearful, ends up doing us no good at all. Now, that doesn't make it super easy to ignore those anxious thoughts, but maybe we could be a bit more aware of it and then limit those moments more frequently. That's something to think about. So thank you to Allison for that. Thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day. But don't go anywhere because I have a bonus episode for you coming right up. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.